What you're seeing here is a person hiding for their life from this terrorist. Unfortunately, he's not being called a terrorist. We have reports of a Texas man, gunman, shooter. This terrorist killed 20 human beings, injured around 40. In his manifesto, he starts out by basically praising the Christchurch shooter, another terrorist who massacred 51 innocent human beings, women and children included, in a house of God in New Zealand. It's unfortunate and very sad that this is becoming much more frequent. These types of terrorists, whom the media unfortunately doesn't even call terrorists. But these terrorists keep popping up. Their religion is not mentioned, affiliation with any religion. There doesn't seem to be any serious attempt to try to connect it to a religion like we see in many or majority of the other cases when the person is somehow connected to being a Muslim. We're not getting a reality show of his home or their homes. Imagine if there was any sniff of this guy ever having anything to do with Islam. Maybe he checked out a book on comparative religion and Islam happened to be one of the religion's ways of life in that book. Or he imagined he sat next to a Muslim on a bus. Or maybe he watched The Message with Anthony Quinn. How do you think that story would have went? What are you guys' thoughts? Leave them in the comments. Greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
It is a statistical fact that Muslims do not commit most acts of terrorism. Domestically or globally, it's statistical. You can't argue with it. It's objective research data that Muslims do not kill more than other faith groups and that Muslims do not commit most terrorist acts or mass shootings in the United States. However, the way that a San Bernardino is treated as opposed to a Las Vegas puts us in a situation in which we feel like at times we can't win because we have to defend every lunatic that takes one life or 16 lives, whereas other groups of people are given a pass even when a person may be claiming their faith or belong to their group and could murder 60 people without anyone facing any repercussions for that. And our children have to bear the burden of that. And if you think about how unjust that is.
Between the years 2000 and 2016, the white supremacists were responsible for more homicides than any other domestic extremism movement.
And I will say that a majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by some version of what you might call white supremacist violence, but it includes other things as well.